boost.
Okay, so the good news from Iraq's parliamentary election is the voting ended with no major violence. The bad news, a whole lot of people just didn't vote.
And Iraqis are tired of elections that fail to address corruption, poor public services, and the growth of powerful militias. And young activists who organized mass demonstrations in 2019 even urged people to boycott the election. Now, against that backdrop, it looks like the usual parties will hold on to power. But the vote offers a window into the health of Iraq's democracy.
How was Election Day itself?
Well, we visited polling stations around Baghdad, and whilst there was a heavy security presence, the atmosphere was calm. Many voters had dressed in their best, and some brought families with them, like Hashim Muthawi. He was there with his little granddaughter. She was far too young to vote, but the polling station staff had let her stick her finger in the ink, just like the adults, so that she felt included. Muthawi told me he's voted in all the elections so far in Iraq, even in the earlier days when it was dangerous and voters were sometimes threatened.
So
he says the right to elections is a victory for Iraq. During Saddam Hussein's regime, it was impossible for Iraqis to vote. So now it's important to exercise that right. But, Rachel, a lot of Iraqis don't see it this way and instead decided to stay home.
So A alluded to the reasons why earlier, but just say more about why turnout was so low.
Well, first, just to tell you a bit about it, the turnout was 41% yesterday. That's the lowest ever. It was about 44% in 2018. And this year, Iraq had made some changes to the election law that were meant to inspire voters to come out to the polls. But clearly, it hasn't worked. Even at the bigger polling stations I went to, you know, there were lots of empty voting rooms with staff sitting around. Some voters did show up, but they'd come to spoil their ballots in protest. And the reason for all this is because there's massive disappointment in the political system. Iraq is this oil-rich country, and yet its public services like hospitals are failing. There's poor governance, and political parties siphon off state funds for their own political projects.
So what does that mean for the results in this election?
Well, look, it's too early to know the results, but there are two major groups to watch out for. One is the movement of Shia cleric Muqtada al-Sadr, who's running on a nationalist agenda. And then there's the bloc of Shia political parties who are allied with Iran. The US will be watching these especially closely, as they've been calling for all US troops to leave. These parties are the political representations for militias who fought ISIS, or Daesh, as people here call the group, when the Iraqi army collapsed. One supporter didn't want to give his name because he fears dangerous repercussions if his neighbours know how he voted. He tells us this and he refers to the political militia called Hashd al-Sha'bi.
When the Daesh come to our country, only the Hashd al-Sha'bi, he's come and stopped them. If Daesh is entered to Baghdad or another place, they kill all the body.
You know, he's afraid that ISIS might come back. And like most Iraqis we spoke with in this election, he really just wants a country that's safe, where he can live a good life.